Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, fathers, we open your word this morning. We're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to be with us, Father, and to give us the guidance and the greater understanding of this, your word, so that, Father, we don't go contrary to any of it, but that we stand in the truth, Father, of your word, and to share that truth with others, Father, to help them to understand what is needed in their lives too, Father. We know that what is needed most of all in all of our lives is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, Father, there is no other way of making heaven our home than through Him. He is the way. He is our shepherd. Now, Father, bless us during this service. We ask this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Going to be going into the Gospel of John chapter 10 this morning. We're getting closer and closer and closer now to being through the four Gospels. There's 21 chapters too, John. But today will be the last day this morning, and this evening will be the last that we'll be in it this rest this week. We'll be on over into the New Testament. I think there that we're in Corinthians there. All right. Here in chapter 10, Gospel of John, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Right here in this verse 1, he's letting you and I know that he is the only way. And if we try to make it any other way than through him, we see there what he thinks of us. We're a thief and a robber. And you know, back in those days, their sheep, they had shepherds. And sometimes they would be two different groups in one field. And sheep are not like cattle. Cattle you drive. Sheep are led. And when one of the shepherds would want to take his sheep and go to another place or take them out for some reason, when he would call unto them, they would follow him, and only his sheep out of all that group, out of both groups, only his sheep would follow him because they knew his voice. That's why the Lord uses this word sheep for you and I so many different times in the four Gospels. Do you know his voice? Do you know the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ? Who are you following? Are you following him, going to him, and walking in the Spirit of Almighty God? Or are you following the ways of this world out here? And most, that's the way they have went. They have went the ways of this world out there. And as we see, they've tried to make things straight by other ways than going through him. They want things their way. That doesn't work, as we find out right here. Now, verse 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, you see, you can become the shepherd of sheep by going through the door, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the way that you make it to where you can be of help to others to find their way to him and to make heaven their home for eternity. Verse 3, to him porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. You see, he leads. He is our head, the head of us, and he will lead us in the ways of righteousness. And we know that because we have been given the Holy Spirit of Almighty God if we have done the right things and we are standing right with Almighty God, then we have that anointing, that infilling of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God in our lives. Now, 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Well, we've got a lot of them out here today that don't know the shepherd's voice, that are following strangers in the things of this world, because they have taken the shepherd out of everything and every place that he had entered into. Think about this and see what mankind has allowed. And let me tell you something. As many as there are today here in our land that claims to be Christian, lets us know that most aren't, because look what they have allowed to happen to our land and to our people, and even to a lot of our churches. Think about this, because it is serious. Right now, things are in work trying to take our nation away from us. And if we don't come together and straighten things out, we're going to lose our land, and we're going to lose out on a lot of things that really we don't need to lose. And there'll come a time to where if you do choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be jailed and killed. Not here in this land, if we don't get it straightened out. Now, I'm speaking to you that call yourselves the child of God. Let your voice be heard. Let it be heard in your community. Because it's not being directed and heard as it should be. And we've let too many things into our churches that should not be there, should have never been let in the door. And we are paying one hard price for that. Do you know? It comes down to where I'm going to have to close this message out here. Someone has been into my computer online and has messed up my time. And it's about ready, getting ready to shut off. But I'm still on YouTube, so we're going to stay there. All right. Now, here in verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Pardon me a minute. I'm going to try something to see if I can get this straightened out. Thank you. All right. Now, Aaron 6, we're being told that Jesus is speaking this parable to him, beginning here in verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He's letting us know he is the door. And this is his word. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Listen to this. As we back up here now, because I really want you to catch this. The thief, Satan, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus is telling us, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We can walk without sin in our lives and without things that we don't need. When we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd, our Savior, our Messiah. Think about this. And he went on to tell us in 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And we know he did. He took our sins, our sicknesses and diseases all to the cross with him and died so we would not have to carry them and to have them in our lives. That we could walk as the children of Almighty God here on this earth as we journey through to make heaven our home. Now, 12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. You see, those that are not right with God, when you see things going wrong, you run. Because you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're not really a shepherd yourself. Because without him, you're no shepherd. And when things get bad, you run. You want to hide. And wait for things to kind of even out again or to get better. But you see, you're no better. 13. The hireling. In other words, those that are not shepherds, the harlings, they fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. You see, he doesn't have that love of God in him to where he would stand against whatever it is to be of help, as he puts it here, to be of help to his sheep. He runs. Now, 14. And I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. This is Jesus talking. He said, I know my sheep and am known of mine. He says, I know them and they know me. 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He's letting us know that he's going to lay down his life for us. Although this is a parable and he's calling us sheep, but he's laying down his life for us. 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. He's talking there in 16. These other sheep he's talking about are you and I, the Gentile people, who will be saved a little later. Because you see, it's after his death and resurrection and on the day of Pentecost that really you and I have been brought in to where we have become his sheep also. Now, 17, therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. He's letting us know all about it. And we know that he took on death to become our sacrifice. And we know that he done just as he said he would do. He arose in the grave, walked upon this earth 40 days, teaching his disciples, the apostles. What was coming, what they was to teach, and how they was to do it, and how they would be getting the rest of it. And he sent them into that upper room. They spent 10 days in that upper room, and he had gone on back to heaven. And then on that day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit back to mankind to give us what we needed. Life. Now, 19. There was a division therefore again among the Jews for these sins. And many of them said, he has the devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has the devil. Can the devil open the eyes of the blind? Some are accepting him because of what they see. But they are accepting him. And others accepting what he says. But you see, still they are accepting him and believing in him. Now, 19. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has the devil. Can the devil open the eyes of the blind? Boy, oh boy. Now, 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. But you see, that don't do them any good either, because they just not going to believe it that much. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He's really giving it to them straight. Now, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh boy. They really not going to like that. That bunch. He told them there in 30, I and my Father are one. 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. You see, they asked him to tell. And when he did, they're not believing him. And Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? For the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blaspheming, and because that thou being a man makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. And then, you see, when you and I really become believers and become that child of God, they are in us. We're told that in his word. We'll be getting into a lot of it. But we are told that we are in him and he is in us and the Holy Spirit is in us. If we are a child of God. Now, if you're not and you don't believe in the Lord Jesus, neither have you got the Holy Spirit. Now, therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan unto the place where John had first baptized, and there he abode. 41, and many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. You see, he does have Jews that are becoming believers in him. But for the most part, and the nation itself is still staying under the Mosaic law. They don't want to leave it. And that's why all of this wanting to get rid of him is because they don't want to follow this one. They want to stay under the law. And we're going to stop here for the morning because 11 now is quite lengthy. In fact, let's see. It's 57 verses. God willing, there this evening at 6 p.m. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We give you thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share your word. And Father, we know and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand with him firmly. We want him in our lives, Father. We want him there all the time. Our lives are his, not ours, but his. Let him live through us and work through us. We ask this day, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Hope to see you this evening at 6 p.m. Bye-bye now.